It's Beer 30, the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
It is Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer, and we are ready to drink beer on a Friday morning. Good morning, friends.
Good morning, Danny. The only thing better than drinking beer on a Friday morning is drinking beer in front of fans of the show Thursday night.
Yeah, that's right. Just a little plug for next Thursday. We'll be at Fog Belt in Healdsburg drinking a beer named after us, really, Beer 30.
Well, named after you, politely.
I mean, come on. Couldn't do it without you. So we'll be doing that at Fog Belt in Healdsburg next Thursday, the 11th at 5 p.m. So come on by and enjoy. See us record Beer 30 and see how ridiculous it is in person.
Speaking of beers being named after us, let's try this Fat Randy.
So today we have one from Holiday Brewing. They're out of Golden, Colorado. Their shtick is that they do gluten-free beers. And I know we've had a couple of different ones over the years.
I love that you call it a shtick. All these people in the world have like legitimate disease, like celiac disease, and you're like, eh, this shtick everybody's on.
Yeah. It's like one of the Three Stooges.
celiac.
All right. Their
whole business concept.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So their business model is that they do gluten-free craft beers. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's what they do. And they have a ton of different varieties. The one we have, as mentioned, Fat Randy's IPA and 7% ABV. It's got water, buckwheat, yeast, and hops. That's what it says. Also, this is not a shtick. They're women-owned, it says. So that's pretty cool.
Oh.
How about that?
And then that is not a shtick. That is awesome.
Exactly.
That is awesome. Well, I do not have a ton of experience with gluten-free beers, and I know that there's a million jokes, most of which center around my waistline, where everyone goes, we can tell. But so I don't know really what to expect with flavor profile and whatnot. But I also acknowledge that, that you have to know that a gluten-free beer is a style. There's just no way that, you can brew a gluten-free beer in the style of IPA or in the style of porter or stout or pils or whatever else they have there. But it's not going to taste like a textbook IPA. It's just not. You can't. It's not the right tech. So I have to remember, and if you are picking this up off the shelf, loyal listener, you have to remember that you are reaching for a gluten-free beer that is brewed in a certain style. You are not necessarily reaching for that style. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean it's great. It just is what it is. So
yeah. Let's jump into our AATMF, appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. It does. It does look like beer. In fact, I would say this looks like vegan. Well, vegan beer too. I just noticed that sticker on the side of the can. But going through the aroma, you do get this. I realize this is going to sound about horrible. Kind of like how, tofu has a certain consistency and smell. This has that kind of a tofu version of malt. So it's like, it kind of smells like malt, but is it not really malt? Second, third whiff, I do get some actual hop aromatics with it. So that's that to me. This is aromatic wise is leaning more towards a pale ale than an IPA, but you still get some hop flavors or hop notes.
And definitely, as it's been in the glass, it's definitely smelling more like an IPA than the first couple of sniffs here. And I am not familiar with brewing with buckwheat versus anything else, so I'm sure that plays a huge role in what we are experiencing right now.
The flavor on this is, as I said, but with the aroma, it is more consistent, in my opinion, with a pale ale versus an IPA, but you do get like some pretty decent flavor notes. It is pretty harmonious with the aroma to the taste. It's in it, and the finish is nice and clean, but ultimately it's very much a single hop style beer. But really, I mean, I think this is well done for what it is, which maybe sounds like a backhanded compliment. I mean, for something like this that has the challenges, right, that like it is gluten free. I enjoy what it is. I probably wouldn't reorder another one. I mentioned to try their other styles because this to me is the most pale ale IPA I've ever had.
I'm with you, Ben, on the it's more of a pale ale than IPA until the finish. The finish has a little bit more bittering hop as I've just sort of let it linger and not necessarily gone back in for the sip. There is a long finish to this. If I were looking for an IPA, I would be disappointed with this as an IPA. But in the world that has a dearth of quality gluten-free options, this one totally tracks. So as a gluten-free beer, I give it two thumbs up. I think it's good.
It's kind of like a West Coast IPA. If our Sonoma County West Coast IPAs are like an 11, This is sort of, it's like a dialed down version. It's like at a six. Not that it tastes worse. It just is like less intense. Everything about it is less intense than what you would normally get from like a West Coast IPA, which might be not what you want if you're wanting an IPA, but it's also, like you said, not pretty good for what it is. I know that's a backhanded compliment, but that's, I think that's what it is. So it's almost like just like a few notches down intensity wise to me, but it tastes fine. I like it. Again, I probably wouldn't order another one, but yeah, I think thumbs up for it being one of the more tasty gluten-free options we've had. All right. Well, there you go. That is Holidaily Brewing Company out of Golden, Colorado. Fat Randy's IPA, gluten-free IPA. You can check out this beer 30 and all the others at 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer. And you can come hang with us at Fog Belt Brewing next Thursday at 5 as we drink a beer in front of your face.